We are at the IBSA World Games 2023. We're at Archery. We've got Nick with us. Nick, tell us about your involvement in the games.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I've been involved with Archery now since 2017. Before joining Archery, I was part of the England partially sighted squad in football. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to actually compete at an IBSA World Games in the past. But obviously, this being the first time that Archery's been involved in the IBSA World Games, it makes it a bit more of a momentous occasion for us as archers. You know, hopefully that we're going to be putting on such a good show that Archery will be included in the World Games from here on.
Fingers crossed. So a change from football to Archery, that's quite a change. We've been watching some of the blind football and the partially sighted football. It's quite a physical game.
It is, yeah, especially the blind football. Yeah, the blind football on occasion looks a little bit more like rugby than it does football, to be fair. But, you know, again, highly skilled guys, you know, to be able to do it at that level. Yes, you know, a massive change for me coming from a team sport to something which is much more individually focused. But, you know, for me, football, it was my time to finish, to be fair. You know, age and injuries creeping up on me, you know, just made it just harder and harder for me to be able to maintain the level that was needed. So, you know, looking around for a different challenge after that, you know, found archery and just haven't looked back since, to be honest. You know, it's just a great physical and mental challenge as well.
So why archery then?
Do you know what? It's one of these things where when I was looking for, like I said, the new sport, the new challenge to take me forward, I tried three or four different things and, you know, I tried like things like the acoustic shooting, which was really good and I really enjoyed it. But it just didn't kind of captivate me. But, you know, the minute I picked up a bow and tried a local have-a-go session at a local club, it just hooked me. There was just something about, you know, the way visually impaired archers shoot and kind of the sensations that you get when you feel the shot and feel a good shot. It's something that's quite hard to explain, but it just does hook you and kind of takes you in.
So are you a member of are you a member of a club then where they're quite welcoming?
Yeah, you know, I started shooting, like I said, back in 2017 with a local club to me, a club called Red Dragon Archers. And they, you know, at the beginning, they were brilliant. You know, they welcomed me in. You know, I let them know that I was visually impaired. You know, they spoke to me. You know, we kind of found the boundaries of what I could and couldn't see. And, you know, they wanted to learn a little bit more as well. So it was a kind of a two-way street. Anyway, I was educating them and, you know, they were helping me along my journey as well. I don't shoot with them as much these days because I do quite a lot of training by myself. I don't have what you'd call a kind of a classic coach in a way. You know, the closest thing that I've got to a coach is a fellow archer, Steve Prowse. You know, he's helped me immensely along my journey in archery. I think, you know, without his help and his involvement, you know, I might not be where I am today. So, you know, I owe a massive debt of gratitude to him. Which makes today really special.
You're
because
up against him,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, because I'm up against him in the final. So, you know, to be able to share, you know, a finals field shooting for gold with, you know, with Steve, my great kind of friend and mentor, is really special.
We spoke with Steve earlier and said, you know, there is a great camaraderie. All you guys, you know, when you get up there, that's it. It's, you're competing against each other. But you out with that, you know, it's a great kind of social circle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, since I've started this sport, you know, I've met so many different people and, you know, met and made so many good friends as well, you know, within the GB team and, you know, worldwide as well. It just kind of, you know, opens your horizons and, you know, broadens your view of the world as well. So, yeah, no, the sport's been really, really good for me and, you know, my family, and I'm really looking forward to what comes next.
Well, it's probably going to sound a bit of a silly question, what you've just told us, but, you know, would you recommend it to someone who is blind or partially sighted to try it?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, you know, I've been part of three or four different kind of squads now in partially sighted and blind sports. And, you know, for me, archery is one of the ones that I enjoy the most. Obviously, football was completely different. You know, it was a team sport and we had, you know, I spent a lot of time away with a lot of people in the same kind of situation as I was. And then when I come to archery, be a bit more individual. Obviously, when we go away, we've always got to have our spotter with us. So, you know, us as archers, you know, we know the importance of the spotter. I don't think outside of the world of VI archery, I don't I don't think people understand how important of a role the spotters play for us, because without them, you know, we physically couldn't do what we do on there. So, you know, it's a great, it's more of an individual sport, but it is a little team as well with the spotter. So, you know, I think the archers themselves have, like you said, a big camaraderie. When we, you know, when we're off the shooting field, everybody gets along, everybody has a laugh and a joke. And I think the spotters do the same with each other as well, because they, you know, have a little bit of a laugh and a joke, saying, oh, you know, my archer did this, and oh, this is what they're doing today. And it's, yeah, so it's a bit of, you've got a kind of one big family, but, but with like two little kind of subsects in it, which is really interesting to watch and listen to sometimes.
And if you'd like to find out more, do have a look at britishblindsport.org.uk or head along to seesportdifferently.org.uk. You can try the quiz and find out what sport could be right for you. Best of luck with the rest of the tournament, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.